Oscar, speaking as a law enforcement specialist, I guess I could call you, having spent so much of your life in this field, when you see some of the violent attacks happening around us, as we see in the news so often, from your law enforcement background and your point of view, do you think that tougher gun controls are the answer? Do you think they could help us? And maybe explain that a little bit, your reasoning for that.
So, Isaac, my short answer is no. I don't believe that tougher gun controls laws will help. And the reason I say this is because, I mean, you have to look at some of our larger cities in our nation, which possess some of the most strict gun control laws, and we can really ask ourselves and look at empirical data that indicates that no, those laws have not helped. The problem whenever there's discussion about, that I find when there's discussion about stricter gun control, is that it almost always centers upon infringement of our Second Amendment rights, our constitutional right. So in other words, they're always trying to find a way to restrict the public's ability to obtain a firearm. Rarely does the conversation begin with addressing the behavior of the individual. So in my simple mind, I like to draw a simple parallel. Why is it that when people are killed or seriously injured by a motor vehicle, either intentionally or by accident, the conversation is never to enact laws that make it tougher for the masses to obtain a vehicle. Rather, the laws are used, the laws that exist, to prosecute and alter the behavior of the responsible individual. Now, it would be fair for someone to say that I'm not comparing apples to oranges, and that's true. But it should be noted that annually, and these are statistics that I've looked at not for a while, but just that I'm familiar with because of what I've done in my life, on average, there are annually about 35,000 deaths involving vehicles and an average of about 32,000 deaths involving firearms each year. This includes accidents, suicides, acts of violence. So if we're truly concerned about the results of firearms ownership, why aren't we equally concerned about vehicle ownership? I know that's an overly simplistic view, but when you look at it that way, there are actually more motor vehicle deaths annually than there are gun deaths.